Simon Tovches Sif Aleph, Mishnah Berura Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Okay, so we discussed this idea of the person makes his Aruvah Tchumen outside of the city. Not all the way at the end of the tchum. It's he made it 1,000 amas outside of the city. He walks back towards the city, so he only has 1,000 amas into the city. But if the city is less than 1,000 amas wide, so he can the 1,000 amas he has left available, he would be able to walk through the whole city and come to the other side. Then we count the city as 4 amas. So the Ramah dealt was in a case where we had this idea of Ibur Ha'ir. We extend the city another 70 amas. So that would be in a scenario where you had 1,000 amas left. You put a Ruvah Tchumen 1,000 amas this way. So you have 2,000 amas this direction. You walk 2,000 amas, you come to the end of the city, but there's still you're at the end of the city, but there's still the 70 amas of the Ibur. So the law is, we don't say Ibur l'hachmer, we say Ibur l'hachmer. So what would the Chumer be? Mishabur says, what's the learning? The Nema, if you would say l'hachmer, what we would basically be saying, that we could call him Midosu b'em Seir. We said if the measure of the 1,000 amas ends in the middle of the city, you only get that far. If it extends beyond the city, then you get the whole city as 4 amas. Well, the curve was in the middle still, because you still have the Ibur. There's still the Ibur after the city. Teretz is Ibur shel ir ki ir, that we say that the 70 amas beyond the city are part of the city. You only say that el ala hakel. It's Mekula, so we don't know how far a person is allowed to walk. We say you count 70 amas first, and then you count 2,000 amas. That's a Kula. But not over here, it's a Hachmer. Now, let's go the other rounds. We ignore the Ibur. His 1,000 amas extends all the way through the city to the other side. It's a narrow city, and he gets to the other side. He counts the city as 4 amas. Do you count the Ibur of the city as 4 amas also? In other words, well, the Kula, the Ibur is like the city. So we'll say, so this scenario where the measure ends in the Ibur, you don't count the Ibur as dalet amas. What would be a case where the city was only 500 amas wide? So we could argue that 570 amas count like 4 amas, because the city plus the Ibur count like 4 amas, and then you have another 996 afterwards. So that situation, that's what we do. So he put his Ruvah Tchumen 1,000 amas away from the city to this side. He walks back to the city 1,000 amas. The city is only 500 amas wide, so we count the 500 amas plus the 70, all is 4 amas. And after 570 amas, he counts another 996. So the Kula will count the Ibur like the city, the Shalom Yidin of Dalet Amas. Okay. Then we said, when he puts the Eruv Tchumen, he has 2,000 amas in each direction, but he can only go, we first take the area which is he's has himself as 4 amas, or the house, or the enclosure. We measure the Tchum north of that 2,000 amas, south 2,000 amas, east and west, and we fill in the corners with a square 2,000 by 2,000. So the amount you're allowed to go north and south. Itself in the dorm, you dial it within the choruach. The worship said, "I go." He's going to suffer in the dorm. It's not north and south. There's any direction. All the four directions. You first measure 2,000 amas out. Neged rechav b'malkum tezvav. What's the learner? How you buy yourself here if he was in it? He put his eruv tchumen in a house or in a city. Actually, Yosef Gadol even is very large. The city is very large. So you imagine 2,000 amas according to the width of that city. The city is 1,000 amas wide. You have a tomb going north of 1,000 amas. And vice versa.
The city is how wide?
Let's say 1,000, for example.
Where are you in the Shulchan?
Teswab. In the Teswab. Then Rachel Masivan Gamken Zovius, and then you add the corners. We fill in the corners. Shehei Katavla Murbasa should be like one big square, one big rectangle. Much cause more im Zovius saying Michael going Gamal Zakoi Abulyas. So that's what you get. So in a case, however, you didn't put it in a house or a city. There's no Rishus Yachid you're putting it in. You don't close you. So then you just only get Dalai Lamas. Shein Eir Rishus Yachid. You just put it in the middle of a field. So he gets in that situation, 4 amas by 4 amas. He gets a 4 amas square. Make sure we saw that we hold the 4 amas in each direction. Okay, but he takes that area and then he goes north 2,000 and south 2,000, east and west, and then he fills in the corners.
So even if the city is bigger than what.
Very big, just not bigger than that, just big. Rechev arba amos. The height of etzem rechev tchumai. The actual width of his actual tchum. Shatayf is b'chol tzad apay mamu, which goes in each direction 2,000 amos. Negev mokum shisus adam. She arba amos. We take his 4 amos, and he has 2,000 amos in all directions from his 4 amos. Achen k'varim avur le'elba simin shetzadi tzivyon. Then you add in the corners 2,000 by 2,000. That's what the Moa added, the words with the corners. Nimsa. She made it to Chumay Acher Milay Corners. We called Sad Nasik Ketavim Ruvas. Shall Arba Alofim Amo? Arba Amos. Arba Alofim Amo. Arba Amos. Uchol Shel Dzeh Mutul LaHalach. So if he has a case where there's no, he's not in any, he's just in the field. So he has 4 amas. So he has 4 amas and 4 amas. You go north 2,000. You fill in a corner like this. If the guy would stand all the way in this corner of his tchum, walk all the other corner, he'd walk 2,000 amas. Then the 4 amas width, another 2,000 amas. He'd walk 4,000 and 4 amas.
How do you get that?
If here's his area, it's 4 amas and 4 amas. You measure 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas this way. This way, that way. Then you fill in the corner. 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas, right? Because this is 2,000 this way, 2,000 this way. You fill in that corner. So if he's all the way over here in the end, he walks 2,000 amas, 4 amas, 2,000 amas again. And so that his tomb would take him 4,000 and 4 amas. It'll be a square of 4,004 by 4,004. He can walk throughout that whole area, anywhere in that area. Let's say in a situation where the he's in his enclosure, which is 1,000 amas, for example. It was a square city of 1,000 by 1,000. So then it's going to be the tchum will be 5,000 by 5,000. That makes sense, yeah? Everybody makes sense?
What?
If a city is 1,000 by 1,000, so you have 1,000 amas north this way, then you add in a corner of 2,000 by 2,000. So you add 2,000, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000. There, 5,000. Well, the only gives of the city was 1,000 amas wide. Right, so that's instead of being your 4 amas, you have 1,000 amas. Okay, that's
where is this?
That was Bishop Yud Zion, not Yud Ches. Okay. What is he saying? So this scenario, he's in the field, he puts down his Ruvit Chum, so he has 4 amas there, and then we measure north from there to 2,000, south 2,000, east and west. So we said, however, there's a loch. If he's walking towards a city, and that city is within his 2,000 amas Chum, and not only that, if he could keep walking his Chum, he'll get to the other end of the city before he finishes this Chum. The city is small enough to fit into his tchum, so we give him the whole city. Then already, so if he's here, there's a city over here. The city over here is very wide, let's say, but it's not very long, it's not too wide. See, he's walking north, comes to the edge of the city. The city is 500 amas wide. He's walked 1,000 amas, he walks 500, and he keeps going. So now, that whole city is like Dalet amas for him. He's allowed to walk the whole city. Now, he's not walked the whole city, he gets the width of the city also. So, whereas before his width was 4 amas, and then you fill in the corners, now his width is 4,000 amas. And then you fill, as opposed to 4 amas. Once he gets into the city, he gets the whole width of the whole city, and that continues going north. You make the tzum based on that, going north. That's the Moshe. It's safe here. Now that's all talking about when the tzum was able to go beyond the width of that city. Oh, so I mean, because of it doesn't bamsa here. But if it ends in the middle of the city, so now the Moshe came like this. Remember, we had Moshe before. Case where his mita ended in the middle of the city. So how far is he allowed to go? So the Mechaber said he's allowed to go until his 2,000 amas. Either it's the middle of the city, he stopped in the middle of the city. The Moshe said if he's going back towards the city that he came from, he gets the whole city, even though it's beyond 2,000 amas. Now, so in this scenario where the mita doesn't go past the end of the city, but we allow him to walk through the whole city, however, we don't give any tum beyond the city, because anyway, that was just extending through the end of the city. For sure it's not. See, even according to the opinion, which you're allowed to go to the end of the city, beyond your 2,000 amas, you're not going to go anything past the city. He Friday night, here was his city, put a roof of tchumen here, came back and spent the night here. And he goes back out here later on during the day. He's allowed to walk back towards the city and walk into the city. And once he's in the city, he can walk all the way to the other end of the city, according to this opinion. Even though it's 10,000 amas wide. From walking, chutz here, up in some door, el halat el kneged roichem mitz tchumay makash yisasa. Like close erich tchumay. So, let's say this is north, south, here's east. He put a roof of tchum in here after 1,000 amas. So he walks back to the city, he walks 1,000 amas, he walks into the city, so according to the Ramah, he gets the right to walk all the way to the end of the city. Well, he has from his Eruv Tchumen, he has it north a distance, he has south a distance. He's in the city, so he's allowed to walk to the end of the city this way also. But can he go beyond the end of the city north? Well, it depends. He can go as far north as his tomb allowed him to go out here. The city was, as their argument said, he put his tchum smack in the middle of where the city was. The city is here. He walks here, 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas this way, 4 amas. The city is 4,004. Perfect fit. So his tchum ends here. The city ends here. He can't go back here at all. That's as far as he's allowed to go. And let's have them negative ear club. So if the city is 5,000 amas this way, he walks back, he has 4,004 amas. According to the Mechaber, he can't walk this last part of the city. Can't walk even that last part of the city, can't walk.
996 more amas.
No. The case where the city was not absorbed in the tchum. The city extends beyond the tchum. So we say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to walk as far as your tchum goes in that sense. So that's true in this direction. It's also true north and south. It's true in all directions. Wherever your tchum is, that's as far as you're allowed to go. So the city is longer and wider. You stop going north, south, and west when your tchum ends. So that's according to the Mechaber. According to the Ramah, you're allowed to walk the whole city, but now you can't walk beyond the city at all.
In Europe, it was southeast.
It's a pime. In the ghetto pime. Now. So the Ramah held, but in a case where the city is absorbed in your tzum, you're able to walk beyond there, so then that city spreads your tzum. In the case of the guy who made his tzum in the field and he has only four amos, walks to the city, and the city is narrow enough that you can walk from one end of the city through all the way, continue the tzum afterwards, which you're allowed to. We count the city like four amos, you go 9 or 96 amos beyond, let's say, in the carry scenario where there's 1,000 amos left, city's 4, 9 or 96. But width-wise, right, your tchum is only this wide, and then you add in your corners. Well, according to Ramah, you go here, you go to the city, you spread it, and then you continue the tchum north like this, because that's the talad amos. So that's your talad amos, spread this way. So you continue, so Mishnah Berurah says, so they argue. They said, no, that's not true. Shouldn't be Rabbeinu Yonasan. Shouldn't be Rabbeinu Makor. Then said, the source of this is Rabbeinu Yonasan. Mavur lehepach. There's a point where he seems to get the exact opposite. He doesn't continue beyond the city. If the city is not as wide as his. Again, his tomb is 4 amas, then plus 4,000. The city is 3,000 wide. So if it's not wide, like the same meter as his tumai, Sherechav tumai ach mile kronosu arba lofen barba amas kanal. His the distance of his tomb all the way from one end to the other is 4,004. So you continue according to the width of your tomb, not according to the width of the city. If the city is larger, it's wider than your tomb. The city is 5,000 amas wide. According to the Ramah, you're allowed to walk in the city, the whole city itself. The city can be as big as Antuchia, which was used more as a very large city. Since going this way, its width is very narrow, and you're able to walk through the whole city and continue onwards. So you get therefore you get the whole width of the city also, even beyond your tchum. So you probably understand. We picture that. He put his tchum here in the middle of this field. It's 4 amas. Walks north. 1,000 amas comes to the city. The city is 500 amas wide. So he said, great, 500 amas, walks to the whole city, continues north, another 996. Right? Count the city like 4 amas wide. But the city happens to be very long. Remember, he has a width of it, he has a tomb 4,004 amas wide. The city is 6,000 amas this way. It's very near. He's allowed to walk, since beyond the city he's allowed to walk, we consider the city absorbed in his tomb, he can walk this way also, even beyond his tomb. But only in the city itself. He can't go there. I'm wider than my tomb, but I'm allowed to walk here, so let me go north. Then I can come back here and go north, but I can't go north over there at the edges.
Could it be pretty precise?
Yeah.
Keeping track of your, assuming you're just doing this by keeping track of your steps. So.
Well, within the city, you can walk as much as you want.
Within the city.
Right. But how you know is how far he went this way, yeah, that'd be a problem. So he went north and he started walking in the city this way. He's got to keep track how far he went this way, and when he went beyond, he walked back there and then go north. The Safon Lazari. The Muta Elif Amma Urk Shayesha Lamaravir. He still has the Shom Chashim Kuliyama Rak Karecha Shisalse. Okay. So he put his Ruben Tchum outside of the city over here. So it's 4 amas by 4 amas. So he gets to go north 4 amas, and then make a square of 2,000 by 2,000. Go this way 4 amas. So it's 4,004. Well, go this way, he hits the city. Which is 500 amas this way. 500 amas this way. So he walks through the city, 500 amas, continues onwards. What's the width that he gets going onwards in this direction? So this width that he gets is according to his original width. While the city's wider, again, we don't even the Ramah agrees that case, we don't use that wider width. Okay. Chaf Beis. Obviously, the Rechav Kolkach, where some of the Nachshav Harech of Rach Negev Mokum Kiniya Seiru Lo Yalo Lo Kolkach to my Atash Chesh Harech of Eir Kama Payim Amashim Shnei Atzadim Filoch Yishar. So the most cooler was he went north, hit the city. Right. So here was the original city. Here's where he put the Ruvah Tchuma. So he gained this way. He lost this way. He gets a little more. Gets a little more this way because the city's not so wide. So that we work with the width of four. The Ramah says, if you're going north or south, you hit the city, that can expand the width of your tchum. You expand it, and you add 2,000 amas. So you get a much wider tchum. That's the Ramah sheet. We don't put them in the Bidra. I'm sure already said many achronim are in the Ramah. If it ever comes to Lachal Maisa, you'll ask me. You call me on Shabbos and ask me. Yeah. With a gramophone or something. Most people are not really dealing with putting that Ruvah Tchumens. One place is interesting where a Ruvah Tchumen actually does play a role today, to this day, is that in Rockland County, where Muncie and New Square are, etc., the hospital is beyond the Tchum continuing out of New Square. You think out of Muncie, you know, there's houses, and there's a break, and the hospital's beyond that, but with the Ruvah Tchumen, you can make it. So they make an Ruvah Tchumen there. There's a committee which is in charge, and they put a Ruvah Tchumen there, calculating out the people which are going to be walking. They expect to be walking Erev Shabbat, that number of people will need to walk back and forth from the hospital. Husbands walk up to their wives who had babies, and you know, different things. You know, so they put a Ruvah Tchumen there every week. Or they have it, you know, they have one set, you know. They have a committee in charge of it. So that's a place where it's the gay, but I can't
think of it. Another era if you have to find out about.
What?
Another era if you have to find out about.
Right, you have to check, make sure. Well, I mean, they're pretty good at it. We have some people which are Bikim and calculating where the tchum is and where you have to put the Ruvah Tchum, and you have to know how to walk. There's a map. Okay. I mean, there should be something. He took his Ruvah. Here's his original city. He wants to move out this direction. There's a gap. We're in this another city within 2,000 amas from his city, so he can make a Ruvah Tchumen in that city. Once he put in the city, he gets the whole width of this. He gets the whole city. It's the city of the size of Nineveh. Even if the city was a city, but it's no longer being inhabited. But the walls are still there. But it was built with the walls for a habitation. It was a cave which was where a person could live in. The height is usable, etc., that a person could live in it. So that you put your Ruvah Tchumen in there, that becomes like your Mokum. The whole area is like Dalet Amos. Then you measure 2,000 Amos based on that city.
There is an illusion to it. Okay.
Hainu Mokum Mechitzes, it's enclosed. If you look at Yerkarev, even though the city is no longer inhabited, Hainu Shein Ba Diurim, Haiba Diurim Menechrevu, the people have left. But the walls are still there. Or you have a cave which is roy to live in. Some filo ain't bought the urn, even though nobody's living there. El she roy the deer, it's fit for habitation. The men roy the deer, but it's not really roy to live in. For example, gun shemini fruits because it's out. The walls have been broken. Or she mucha her baby. It's a low ceiling. Kiyot to be said. And actually, was garba amas. But then apayim imokam nochazer. Then we don't count the whole cave like 4 amas. We say no, where your erev is, that's where it is. And that's it. So you put inside the city, very large, you count the whole city, you're allowed to walk through the whole city and beyond the 2,000 amas. Chavov. Chashin and Lakula Karabamas, you count the whole city like four Amas. So, Chashin and Lakula there again, this is always talking about when you made the walls were done for the purpose of people living there. If it's larger than the base of Sinai. It was only the size of base of Sinai or smaller, 50 by 100 square amas. 50 amas by 100 amas, 5,000 square amas. If it's that size or smaller, then the rule is a filet of a kevas, a deer, the shevas karbamas, the worldly abbas, and mission sari vog, tip base. When it's less than what base of Sinai or less, even though it's not mokab with deer, it's counted like dalanamas. If it's larger than that, it's only dalanamas if it's made for living. Gimel. Hameniach Yeruba Vesach Yerush Shabbos, but Yosaklum. He put it somewhere in the same city where he spent Shabbos. So he didn't do anything because he has 2,000 amas outside of the city anyway. He didn't gain anything. And what does Makam Yeruba? You don't measure from the Yeruba, you just measure the regular tchum of the city. They get 2,000 amas outside of the city in all directions. If you put it in the Ibur of the city, so the Ibur of the city we count like the city. So you have the city, then you have 70 amas, then you measure your 2,000 amas. He stuck the Ruvit Kuman 50 amas outside of the city. So it's like you put it in the middle of the city. So nothing changes. It gets a regular tchum. Mishbura tov zayin loyosuklum. Sherei bloye ruv. Nami yeshlu min ha'ir apayim l'chol ruv. Pol ha'ir loy karabamas. The city is like four amas, and he gets 4,000. Gets tchum in all directions. Without the ruv tchum didn't do anything for him. So in other words, what's the havamin over here like this? Imagine the city is, I don't know, 6,000 amas. See, he decides, he makes a little bit of chumen over here at this edge. You know, 50 amas in from the ends. Say, okay. Why don't we argue, according to Mechaber, that you said you want to be specifically here and not part of this whole big city, so you only get 2,000 amas this way. You lose the rest of the city. And you only get your chum north and south based on that. We don't say that. You're in the city. That's the point that he's talking about Fuke. We don't argue that you're going to lose by what you're doing. We don't you don't measure and we don't measure Mokim Ruva. It's all one point. We didn't get anything. We don't measure from where the area is, we measure the regular tchum of the city. We put it in the places where we start from the Yerchav test. Pirish being Rurashal here, the extension part of the city. That's the 70 amas, the 2/3 amma, and change that you get. He puts it in amma number 70. So now he would gain if his tchum is in amma 70. He gets four amas and then 2,000. So he should gain four amas. Because normally you count the city, you count 70 amas, then you count 2,000. So he gets 2,000 and 70 amas outside of the wall of the city. But if he puts it in the last amma, he should get four amas, which will be amas 70, 71, 72, 73. And then 2,000 amas. He should get 2,073 amas. No, that you don't get. If you're in the city, you put it in the city, it's like the city is your dollar amas. So he measures his 2,000 amas from amas 70, not from amas 73. That's the point the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, dalit. Doesn't ruba chutz l'tchum, ain't a klum. So if he put the eruv too far from his house, then he can't reach it. So he puts the eruv l'tchum and goes back into the house and says, okay, great. He realizes that from the end of the city, according to the Mishnah Berurah sheet, till that eruv is 2,050 amas. So he can't reach that eruv. So then the eruv becomes, it's not his mokum. He can't reach it. So it comes up to the act of making the eruv tchum wasn't effective. And we don't say, well, the city he didn't want, because he's trying to put it there. There he can't get, so he ends up with nothing. But that we don't say. He remains in the tchum of his house. During Ben Hashmoshes, when the Ruv is supposed to take effect, he can't reach it. It's beyond your tchum, where you are. You can't reach it. If the Arab doesn't work, you want to be home. That there are going to be cases. Later on, the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss the possibility that maybe there would be a case where you would lose, or at least the sheet to hold that you would lose your tchum. Because here you said you didn't want to be. So you don't want to be kind of sheets here. There you want to be kind of sheets and it didn't work. So you end up with nothing. So there is a sheet, there is a possibility to argue like that.
What?
Okay. Maybe let's just do Sif Aleph. Do the Mishnah Aruch, leave the Mishnah Aruch for Monday. Simon Tov test, then Mokim and Nesina Zahir. Boy, you give us Aleph. I'm listening to Ruba Bebeis Akvaris. Ain't no Erev. Person talks about the place we put him was a cemetery. So even though he's in Israel, he's not going to Bebeis Akvaris. And therefore his Erev is considered accessible. Though it's not a good Erev. Why? She basic course also, but no, you can't use basic course for other purposes.
What's the problem with the basic
course? It's also, you can't use the property of the basic course for other purposes. So it's set aside for the mason, and you can't use it for anything else.
Are you allowed to sleep there? The reason I'm asking is because it's a
Gemara
and Brachas. Yeah, there's a guy who slept in the cemetery, and he heard the girls talking. If he's an al-Avanah, how was he allowed to speak there? It sounded like it said it was a chassid.
Maybe went there just to be there.
Oh, yeah, to fight with his wife. That's why he went there.
I understand. But once he's there, maybe he just fell asleep.
What?
Rosh Hashanah says Pshat Nagel Mor. The Mor says that there was Chosid Echo, the night of Rosh Hashanah. His wife got him upset. He went to Basic Chorus. He spent the night in Basic Chorus. So it's like, it's Chosid Echo. So what's going on over here? Says he had a fight with his wife and he got upset about it. It bothered him, they got upset about it. He was a chosid, it bothered him such a thing. So Chazal say, there's an order of how you deal with your Yetzer Hara. You say, Kriya Shema, etc. The last thing is, you must remember me. But he realizes that, you have time, you go through the whole process. It's Rosh Hashanah, you don't have time. You got to get the truth right away. So he says he had no aids. Only aids is he got to go straight to the hardest medicine. So he went straight to the hardest medicine. He went to basic quarters and put himself down with the basic quarters.
Who's what down?
He put himself down over there in the basic quarters. Then he fell asleep when he was there and he heard the whole conversation. Anyway, Makim and Sharetz of Makim Erev Shom. So by if the Erev doesn't take effect, he didn't really have any benefit from it. He wasn't already used to having it off from the basic quarters. If the Erev takes effect, he's getting benefit from the basic quarters by allowing that to use over there.
What benefit is he getting exactly? What's the actual anah he gets if he puts the Erev there? What is the
Erev? The actual anah, there's two anahs, and that's a fair question. One anah, which Shabir will point out is not the point we're talking about, is he gains an Erev out of it, a new tchum because of it. See, that's not a problem. Because since we hold you can only make a Erev with tchum in the Dvar Mitzvah, a mitzvah of the honest thing. He's looking for a mitzvah, that's not called a benefit.
Right.
But he's also gaining that his food's there. He's storing food there. He stored his bread there. So if he doesn't care if the animals run away with his food afterwards. So the getting of the tchum is not a problem. The food he doesn't care about. But if the guy says, I would like to come back, but I don't eat my food, it's food, So you're using the basic forest for storage place.
Also using the storage.
Using a storage place for your food. That's the problem.
So if you did it by just being there physically without food, but doing it being there physically, banish mushrooms.
Since we hold you, the Ruvah Tchum is only made for the Torah mitzvah, so the fact that you threw this, you got a new Tchum, is not a problem, because we hold mitzvah of the Hanus, it's not called the Banish, not an Isha Ben. Now,
so if he doesn't have food, then he's allowed to do it.
If he wouldn't do it through food, it would be winter, right?
It would be winter.
Now, in the summer of Beis HaPras, raise the Erev. Chazal, Beis HaPras is an area which wasn't made for Beis HaKvaros, but it's a Beis HaPras. The Beis HaPras was a field where they weren't aware that there was a kever in the field. And somebody had buried a mace in that field. And then somebody else came along and plowed the field. Meanwhile, we're worried about by plowing the field, he might have picked up some of the bones from the mace and moved the bones throughout the field, and he creates a tumor in the field. Just called Beis HaPras.
Could you make an Erev Tchum in
with... You can make an Erev Tchum with your feet. If you stand, if you're there at the beginning of Banish Moshes, you can make an Erev Tchum in that way. We'll see later on. Okay. So, Beis HaPras, Chazal, Beis HaPras is not an Isra, it's not a Beis HaKvaros. Chazal gave it the Tumah. We're choshen for the Tumah over there. So the Loch is a good Eruv. Raise Eruv. I feel the Hoya Kayin. Now, Kayin Lachar can't go in there. It's Tomeh. Mineshe Yachol Likonos Shom Bimidol HaPareach Oishi Yonapech Meherlach. He has two options how to go into there and get to Israel. Get Israel with Tumah. One is to go in a box. So the box acts as... The box is large enough to hold 40 saw. It's not Makabal Tumah. It's not Makabal Tumah, it's Chaitzah Tumah. So the box, if you go there in a big wagon, you know, closed, a car, so that would prevent the Tumah from coming in. Wooden car. Metal's a different story. Made out of wood. It was that size, made out of wood, it's not Makabal Tumah.
How does it move around in this thing?
Well, you can use a shamer for it if you want, or you can use wheels. Either one.
So someone has to slap them, then, so then he's becoming Tumah.
Yeah, but the other guy's not a Kayan, I don't care.
Oh, this is a Kayan. Oh, that's interesting.
Right. Oh, she in a pech with her leg. The other option is that Chazal said that's the Tumah here is this little bone. So Chazal created a halacha, which we'll go through the point. Exactly how you do it. It's a Mishnah in Eulis. The Chazal created an Ansel Sigmar in Sefer Nozer. That the Chazal gave you a system how you can move the dirt ahead of you without touching. See, there's a certain size. Chazal weren't afraid of large pieces of bone. Now you can see. They're worried about small pieces of bone. The size of a piece of bone, the size of a barley corn. Etzem Kasar. Etzem Kasar is not Matamba. It's only Matamba. It doesn't have Tumas oil. It's Tumas Magar Masa. But Tumas Masa means if you moved it with part of your body, not if you blew it away. So if you blow it, blow ahead and keep blowing things to the side, so anything which is there would be pushed to the side, so you're not, there's no way you contract Tumah. So Mela Chazal allowed you, even a Kayan, to do it, the Tzarech Mitzvah. So the mission, the case where the mission was a person, Chazal allowed it for a person to go up to Yerushalayim to get, he's going to Yerushalayim, to bring his carbon, and the only place to get, the way he got through was he had to go through space of Ras. So Chazal gave a Kumah. There was a Tzarech Mitzvah, Chazal gave a Kumah. Okay.